And on the second Wednesday of every month at 8:30, we talk to folks from the Ketchikan Visitors Bureau. And joining me in the studio, we have Dragon London and Deb Anderson. Thanks for dropping by this morning.
Hello. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. We're ready to go. Ready to go.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I asked you all last week. I've got a last month. And you were singularly closed-lipped about this question. What's going to happen to the building, down the Visitors Bureau building in the future? Have they figured that out yet?
Well, I think
Where are you going to location? Where are you going to end up when all the construction is done?
No, we're not at that point. I think, you know, everybody saw that the city council voted to move our building off the docks. So at this point, the city is going to move us up for the construction completely, but then come back and build a building that will house public restrooms, a visitor information desk, and the tour center. So in terms of the KVB administrative offices, that's not an issue we've dealt with yet. We have no idea. So that much we know.
So, and what's going to happen to the building that they move off the dock? I guess they're not going to move it back when they're done. They're going to build a new building?
It'll be a new building.
Build a new building.
It's all unknown about the current building.
Right.
No idea where we're going to be. There's a lot of steps that need to happen before that. Mm-hmm. So that's all we know at this point. And I believe our board is just responding to any questions the city council has.
Okay.
Yeah. So we don't know.
Is there a proposal out there?
No.
There's no proposal?
No, we're not at that stage at all.
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay, well, that was
hanging. I wish we had more information. I mean, we'd like to know too, but
right. But is it totally up to the city, and they're going to make a decision, or is it something that the Visitor Bureau is going to actually propose a plan? If there's no proposal out, do you know?
Well, I think that's kind of a confusing way to put it. That building belongs.
Trust me for that. You know, count on me.
Yeah, just trying to get me in trouble. That is our building, mm-hmm. And so I'm sure down the line there'll be some discussion about the new or mm-hmm. move KVB building, but
right.
It's just not even close to those conversations yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so. just checking. Well, what else do we have? It's almost the middle of winter. We are exactly 8 days from now. You know what's going to happen? The days are going to start getting longer.
I know. It's exciting. Well, I think Deb wants to go first. She has
I'll go first with the meetings and events. In January, we have the Southern Southeast Alaska Building Industry Association Home and Trade Show happening up at Ted Ferry Civic Center. General admission at the door is going to be $2. If you're interested in helping Pam Roth, who does a good job in putting this thing together every other year, please call her at 907-247-4903 or email her at Ketchikan, HBA, Home Builders Association, at hotmail.com. Two, if you're interested in contributing to the welcome bags with coupons or anything, please let me know, Deb Anderson, at Ketchikan Visitors Bureau, and we'll get you in there. It's free advertising, so please take advantage of that.
And Deb, how many people from out of town do you expect with this trade show?
125.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's 125 possible customers in your shop or for your business. Mm-hmm. So take advantage to bring them in.
Okay, and that's the end of January. January
27th through the 29th mm-hmm. up at Ted Ferry.
Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Okay.
You should wear your snow and ice cleats today. It's a little icy outside.
It's not as bad, and I probably haven't talked about it as much. It's not as bad as that incredible, what, last week? Or was it Monday? I can't remember, but that was an amazing sheet of ice.
I heard about it.
Yes, but it is pretty slick out there, so
yeah,
be careful.
Be careful. I was actually at a conference last week, which I was going to bring up. I was at our convention, National Tourist Association convention down in Vegas, and It was the same temperature down there. Excuse me. So I didn't get warmed up at all. It was a great convention. This was one that we wanted to start meeting with tour operators, receptive operators, and wholesalers that want to bring foreign independent travelers here, want to bring small groups from couples, families, or larger groups coming in, traveling by air and ship or ferry system. So this is different from the cruise ship population. So really looking at the independent travelers.
Tour operators that are leading tours up here? Is that
right.
What
they, you know, they may be kind of large wholesale packaging companies.
I mean, if they're in a big tour coming up here, are they really independent?
Well, you know, big just tour kidding. Can be 4 to 20 people. Okay. They are, for us, you call an independent traveler, is basically a traveler who's not coming on a cruise ship.
Okay.
So anyway, I was really excited. What I found out is we do have some people interested. Southeast Alaska and Ketchikan, we need to learn to work together and do some packages. So I'm back here talking with folks about developing theme itineraries and really excited about it because this is like bringing whole new groups of people. So I'm excited. Even one was Brazil. Brazil is really becoming a tour group and those folks want to come up here. So I think it's really exciting.
It's a fast growing economy down
there.
Yeah,
it is. It is. It's amazing. So that was one really exciting thing last week. And probably the most exciting thing this week is our new experience, Ketchikan Guides for 2012. Have arrived. We're unpacking. They're going to be ready for distribution next week, so please come down and get them. Perfect time if you're traveling on the holidays to stuff a few of them in your bag and spread them around. But they're beautiful. We have a picture of mountain goats on the front. I'm so proud of it. Ken Areola donated a picture for this, and it's gorgeous. So I think it really has a beautiful flavor for Ketchikan and for asking people to come visit us and see the beauty that we have here. So I'm really excited. So please let us know if you want some, okay? We'll put some bags together for you so you can take them with you. Remember that, Keith. Okay. Those travels back east. Okay. So then we wanted to let you know, too, that speaking of Ken Areola, again, he is going to bring us our New Year's fireworks on Deer Mountain, and he needs our help. So definitely with spreading the word when it's going to happen and also with donations because he needs help to afford the fireworks. So it's going to – we're going to start shooting for the first Saturday after New Year's Day, which is the 7th of January. He will – the display will happen approximately 5 o'clock. If it's a go or a no-go, he'll get that out on the radio at 12 noon that day. And if it doesn't work on the 7th, we'll just keep shooting for – and he said maybe he'll try a Sunday, but primarily you're looking at Saturdays if the weather permits.
So the first clear, semi-clear Saturday or Sunday after the New Year.
After the New Year. So we're going to start looking for that the 7th of January. And if you do have the possibility to help out with donations, there is an account already set up. It's been there, I think, a couple years now. It's the Deer Mountain Fireworks account at Tongass Federal Credit Union. And if you have some dollars that you can share, that would be wonderful because it's not something anybody can just take out of their pocket and afford.
That's right. And that's it really has seemed to get bigger and bigger every year.
When he's got new plans this year, it's kind of span an area over the mountain. It's going to be spectacular, but we need to give him some help. And also spreading the word. Any way we can spread the word that it's happening. But remember those donations. That'd be really helpful for him.
Well,
and the group.
I'm sorry. It's just speaking of winter events that take in a tremendous amount of initiative. You know, I just heard that the boat parade is coming back.
Yes, this weekend.
Yeah.
The 18th. It's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people, you know, living on the water, really miss that, you know, and it's a great tradition. So, yes.
And it's just a great one of those things that takes a little bit of logistics, but it's really just people coming together and either trucking fireworks up onto the mountain or whatever it takes or all the different people that make that happen or getting your boats all decorated and in a line.
Well, and they've made it so easy for the boat parades. Like, get out there. Toss some lights on the boat and get out there, you know. Mm-hmm. I think it's great. It's so beautiful. So, let's see. We also have some closures, though. You know, you must notice that we have allowed Anna Marie Mestis to take some time off.
I noticed she's been particularly quiet today.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, there'll be punishment later. But we, too, will be taking a little break. So, our office is going to be closed from the 23rd through this to 27th, okay? And then also, again, we are, that's for the Christmas holiday celebration, but then also on the 2nd of January. So we on that day after New Year's Day in celebration, welcoming the new year. And then just want to give you some, for January, I know it's really hard to think about it through the holidays yet, but if you can keep in mind, we have some stuff going on. Of course, we always think the most important date is the 6th of January, his birthday. You know, so you got to start out with that, of course. And then we have, I'll be heading down to a trade show, the LA Travel and Adventure Show. I think I'm the 12th through the 16th. And it's actually being held in Long Beach this year. And that's a huge consumer show that we've gone to for several years that has been very profitable for us to connect with folks coming up here, give them some idea of what to do. It's over 22,000 consumers coming to that show. So real excited. And the 20th of January, we're going to have our KVB luncheon, January luncheon. It's going to be up at Cape Fox. We do not have the speakers scheduled yet, so stay tuned. We'll give you that information. But give a call if you want to make a reservation. You do have to book in advance to go to that luncheon. And then the 24th of January, we're going to have another one of our membership orientations. This is the way to find out the A to Z, how to utilize your membership, in the Ketchikan Visitors Bureau, but also find out what we have to offer. There are so many opportunities for folks, so we want you to know all about that. Whether you're a member for 25 years or somebody in the community thinking about becoming a member, come to that meeting. It'll be 9 o'clock at our facility, at our conference room upstairs on the 24th of January. So those are just some important things. And I think, don't forget family night that's coming up this week. Need to contact and get some tickets before, but everybody's welcome. The library, and that's at 5:30. And do we have any other events coming up? I don't think so. I mean, you've got the monthly grind. You've got
everything else.
Friday night insights and all the brilliant stuff that goes on in this community.
And, of course, you'll hear about it here on Morning Edition as it comes out. And we'll hear more from you folks in the second Wednesday of January.
The new year.
The new year, 2012. New year. Happy holidays. See you next year.
It's the year of the dragon.
It's your year.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dragon London, Deb Anderson with the Ketchikan Visitors Bureau.